What I want to do today is quite brief, to not only clear out your eardrums, but also to look at the evidence of what has happened since. I'm going to try and condense 2 decades of detailed research into about 10 minutes, and do it by focusing on what I think are the 6 key findings to come out of all of the detailed research that's been conducted since September 18, 1997. In the 4 to 6 years after the 1997 referendum, opposition to devolution fell away surprisingly quickly. There were lots of people very concerned after the 1997 referendum that devolution would continue to divide the people of Wales right down the middle, roughly half of them being in favour and half of them being against. But in fact, opposition to devolution fell surprisingly quickly. I'll illustrate this simply with one chart here. A few surveys that were run in the 6 years after the 97 referendum, giving people 4 basic constitutional options for how they would like Wales to be governed. The top one here, isn't working there, the yellow bar is compulsion supporting independence. The next bar down is the compulsion supporting a parliament on the sort of model that was offered to Scotland. The sort of orangey bar, one from the bottom, is a proportion supporting an assembly option, roughly what Wales was offered in 97. And the bottom option in this light blue is a proportion favouring no devolution at all. And in 1997, no devolution was the most popular single option of all, favoured by fully 2/5 of respondents in the detailed academic survey conducted after the referendum. By 2003, that had fallen by half, to just 20%. And it's been at that level or lower in all major studies since. But that opposition to devolution, that fall, came very quickly. That's the first point. The second point I want to make is that however exactly you ask the questions, and Lord knows I've tried plenty of ways of asking questions and to plenty of people. I'm worried there's still some people in Wales I haven't polled yet. Anyway, attitudes have been pretty stable for the last decade and a half. The big change came in the first 4 to 6 years after the referendum. For the last 15 years, not a great deal has changed. You see a little bit of bobble up and down from one survey to the other, but basically things are staying in the same place no matter how you ask the questions. I'll illustrate this again with responses to one question asked in a number of surveys between 2001 and 2006. Which level of government should have the most influence in running Wales? The top bit is a proportion saying the Welsh level of government, the bottom bit is a proportion saying UK level of government. And okay, there's one or two bobbles here and there, but basically it's pretty much at the end of the chart, that's 2016, where it was at the beginning, that's 2001. Nothing fundamental has changed, really, in terms of broad attitudes to devolution. They've been remarkably consistent for a decade and a half. Third point, or rather point 3A, there is now clear and consistent support in all of the major studies in the last decade and a half for devolution in Wales. The evidence on that is absolutely clear and unambiguous. And I will illustrate this with the most recent evidence published today, the very latest Welsh Political Barometer poll, where we gave people, again, a number of different constitutional options, going from on the left, no devolution, through to here, support for independence, and don't know option. Just as Hugh said, thanks for queuing this up, Hugh, the proportion favouring no devolution is just over 15%. The proportion favouring independence hasn't fundamentally changed in the last 2 decades either. That's 6% in our latest poll. The clear majority of people are in these 3 options in the middle, favouring devolution, with about equal numbers saying leaving things as they are now, which of course is not the same devolution model we had in 1997, or offering more powers for the National Assembly. That's where the clear majority of people in Wales have been for the last decade and a half, consistently. There is also at least some evidence of reasonable levels of public support for the devolution, even not only of matters which are currently devolved, but at least some studies of matters which are not currently devolved. Some evidence here from last year's Welsh election study. We asked people again, you know, the blue bars are UK government, the orange bars are Welsh government, which level of government should control a number of major policy areas. On both the health service and schooling, clearly far more people thought the Welsh government should be controlling those, as is the case at the moment. On defence and foreign policy, overwhelmingly people thought that should remain with the UK government. On income tax, the balance tended towards favouring the UK government being, you know, the more important level of government. But on policing, which of course is devolved to Scotland, and devolve to Northern Ireland, but not devolve to Wales. Actually, a balance of opinion in that survey suggested that it should be devolved, and that, in fact, is a finding we've consistently found in a number of surveys we've run over the past 5 to 7, 8 years. When you ask people about policing, people tend to favour that being a devolved competence as well, although it isn't at the moment. Right, my fourth point. This fall in opposition to devolution and consistent majority support for devolution has come despite, on the whole, most people not being wildly impressed by what it has actually delivered. Now, the First Minister earlier gave quite a long list of what he saw as some of the major achievements of devolution. When you ask the public, frankly, they're less impressed. Back in 1997, a number of pro-devolution campaigners, in response to the close results, suggested that support will grow when people see devolution delivering tangible benefits for their lives. In fact, I think it might be closer to say that support for devolution has grown despite many people being fairly unimpressed with the tangible achievements that devolution has actually delivered. So, I'll present here just three charts against evidence from last year's detailed Welsh election study. We asked people, what has been the impact of devolution on a number of different policy areas? So first of all, on living standards. Just under 20% of people thought that devolution delivered an improvement. About the same proportion thought it delivered a decline. The overwhelming majority, fully two-thirds of our sample, thought either made no difference at all or they answered don't know. On education standards, again a clear majority said no difference or don't know. And actually slightly more people associated devolution with a decline than with an improvement. And on the health service, again, just about a majority said don't know, but here roughly twice as many people associated devolution with a decline in health standards than associated it with an improvement. So consistent majority support for devolution has perhaps come more despite what people see as its major policy implications rather than because they see it manifestly delivering the goods. So why do people support it? Well, one of the reasons may well be that politicians in Cardiff Bay, whatever their flaws, and we can perhaps discuss them over lunch, are still, however, more trusted than politicians in London, particularly to be concerned and focused on trying to solve Wales' problems. You know, even if people aren't that impressed by the solutions they come up with, they certainly trust them much more to be concerned with and focused on the problems of Wales. And we asked about this again in last year's Welsh election study. This chart will take just a little bit of explaining. We asked people, to what extent do you trust different groups of politicians to be concerned with Wales' problems? And I've aggregated here those who say they trust them always, or most of the time, mainly because almost nobody says they trust any group of politicians always, probably as it should be. This is the proportions who say they trust it always or most of the time, MPs, the UK government. So that's 20% or below. Compared to those who trust AMs or the Welsh Government, clear majority. Now on this end of the chart we have those who trust these people almost never to be focused on Wales problems. Pretty much a third of the sample saying that about both MPs and the UK Government. Well below 10% saying that about AMs and the Welsh Government. They might not think they're necessarily that competent, the people in Cardiff Bay, but at least they're more trusted to be concerned and focused on the problems of Wales. In case, however, I leave you too optimistic, I want to present you one final and, to my mind, rather puzzling finding. There does seem to be evidence, we found this in both the last two Welsh election studies, of quite a degree of wishful thinking going on. And I just need to explain this next chart a little bit before I show it. It's the final one I'll show you, so don't worry, this is almost an end. We asked people last year, and in 2011, on a 0 to 100 scale, where 0 means no devolution at all, 100 means full independence for Wales, we asked them two questions. First of all, where do you think things are right now, on that sort of scale? And secondly, where would you like them to be? Now, what I expected, frankly, before the first time we asked this question, was that we know overall relationship between what people thought, where they thought things were now, where they would like them to be, or if there was a correlation, I expected it to be a negative one. So opponents of devolution thought that it had gone much too far, and those who really believed in substantial political autonomy for Wales thought that thus far we've had chicken feet. In fact, we get the exact opposite result. There's a very strong, indeed, powerful correlation between these two things. The correlation coefficient of 0.65, which is fairly serious stuff. I'll just explain this chart then. This group of people are those who said, in terms of their own preferences for devolution, they were sort of somewhere between 0 and 20. So these are people who want very limited political autonomy for Wales. On average, when asked how far they thought it had gone, their average response was about 17 on a 0 to 100 scale. On the other hand, people whose own preferences were between 81 and 100, you know, want Wales to be independent or something very close to it, their average perception of how far we've gone, we're more than halfway to independence. Perhaps it is the very ambiguity, lack of clarity of the Welsh devolution settlement, the fact that it's been changing so often, as the First Minister was saying earlier, which means that to a great extent, people can see what they want to see in devolution. And those who frankly don't like it can largely ignore what's happening. Those who want substantial political autonomy for Wales can think that we're actually doing very well. But I think it is, to me, maybe to some of you also, rather troubling that public attitudes and perceptions seem to be driven to quite a significant extent by people seeing what they want to see, and maybe disregarding the rest.